We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. This is not Alessia Cara.
Oh, she'd always see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find.
It's a 15-year-old from Spencerport.
Unbelievable.
She tries to cover up the pain. Woo. And cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after their face is made. But there's a hole.
Absolutely incredible, and she joins us now. Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
How does it feel to hear yourself on the radio? Is that cool?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You are an incredible singer,
Thank you.
You obviously know, and I don't need to say, but I did need to say it. It's very, 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 very impressive, and your story is equally as incredible as your voice. So
you're only 15 years old. You could have fooled me. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So you have been singing for quite some time. Just when you when you were 11 years old. You sang the national anthem, which we know, speaking to many of the artists that we've talked to, because a lot of them will do this as well, that we play here on 98PXY all the time, that singing the national anthem is incredibly difficult. At 11 years old, you did it at a New York Jets game in front of 70,000 people.
Yeah.
At 11.
I did it once when I was 10, and then two times when I was 12.
Even better.
It's fine.
Even
casual.
Better. All right. So even better. 10 years old. Well, I mean, I can't even imagine. What is it like in that situation?
Oh, when I got invited to sing for the Jets, it was so exciting. I went down there, and there were, like, suites and everything. There was, like, this whole room full of food. It was really
Did you feel like
amazing.
A celebrity?
Yeah, I felt... I was very appreciative. I still am.
That's absolutely. Right. So that is your dream, is to be a singer, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, you might have a shot at that. You're taking a run at American Idol.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's get into this. What we haven't talked about yet with Brianna is the fact that, Brianna, you have cystic fibrosis, CF.
Yeah.
Which, for those who don't know... It is it's a disorder that causes persistent lung infections. And Bree certainly near and dear to this cause.
I definitely, I was talking to your mom a little bit ago about, I just got done with a CF program that I did. I did from June till just last week, actually, that I learned a lot about, you know, CF and families with CF, and we raise money, a ton of money for CF. I actually have an event coming up here pretty soon, but that doesn't, you having CF is just a very small part of your story. Like the fact that you have it is, you know, one thing, but the fact that you can sing to the magnitude that you do is absolutely incredible. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I think your quote in this news story that we saw was incredible too. Of you didn't even realize like this. Oh, I didn't even know this shouldn't let me sing like this. Like that, it wasn't even a thought in your mind.
Yeah, definitely. Had no.
Go ahead.
But anyways, no, it's fine.
So for your story, like. At what age did you decide you wanted to be a singer, and how did you have a plan to just absolutely blossom your singing career?
I started singing publicly when I was 6 years old, and it just kind of kept, I kept getting invitation after invitation. I was like, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, maybe this is my purpose.
It's a good sign, right?
And then, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. So let's get to the American Idol audition. So you were set to audition, and unfortunately, you ended up in the hospital, and you were you missed out on that.
Yeah. So what happened was, how I even thought about auditioning for American Idol was my sister put up this TikTok of me singing.
Okay.
And I said, you know, if it goes viral, then I'll audition for American Idol.
Got it. Yeah.
And I think it has 2 million views now.
Wow.
And I was reading through the comments. I was like, I didn't even realize people felt this way about me. So I was like, fine, I'll audition. So a couple days before my audition, I started having severe pain on the whole left side of my body. So a couple days after that started, I went into the hospital the day before my audition. And after some tests, they told me that I had a 6 millimeter kidney stone that was obstructing in my left kidney.
Oh, God.
So they were like, we're going to have to do surgery. And I was like, but I have this audition tomorrow. I was literally going to do the audition in the hospital if I had to.
Oh, my God.
Determined. I mean, that says a lot about you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in surgery while that audition was happening.
Supposed to happen.
And my sister put up another TikTok explaining the situation, and everybody was tagging American Idol. And 10,000, yeah. And right before I went in for surgery, my sister called me, and she was like, Bree, American Idol just got a hold of me. We're going to be able to reschedule your audition.
What did it feel like in that moment?
I was like, oh, my God. I was, like, in the little bed about to have the medicine going through me
and stuff.
It felt amazing. I had something to pre-op, and I had something to look forward to when I woke up. While I was in the wheelchair about to go home, I get a call from this random number, and usually I get a lot of prank calls, so I like to take advantage of those and use funny voices. I was like, you should probably start being mature right about now.
No, it hasn't started. Reezy hasn't started yet, so you don't need to. It's fine.
Never grow up. It's fine.
And the guy answers and he goes, is this Brianna or her mom? I was like, yeah, this is Brianna. And he goes, hi, this is Peter Cohen, the supervising producer of American Idol.
Oh.
And I was in so much shock that I was like, talk to my mom. And I just like threw the phone at her.
I was just as shocked. I started crying because I was just totally
exhausted
and I was so emotional I was just so touched by her kindness and her continued kindness because a lot of people don't know this, that they actually scheduled in another audition and Brianna ended up not only with an infection after this surgery, after we went home, and she was in pain and very sick all week. I had to take her back in to the emergency room, back in the hospital for 2 more days, out of the hospital, only 24 hours, and she collapsed and said, called the ambulance. I have pain in my other kidney.
Mm-hmm.
She was taken in my ambulance, and she had to have surgery on the other kidney. And when we talked to the doctor, he said that it was a fluke thing, both kidneys. So it wasn't really even a kidney stone on the other side. It was something
else, yeah.
So very tough, and I just want to say, you know, publicly that American Idol, their kindness has been unprecedented. I just very kind through the emails. And they said, we're going to give her another chance. It's okay. You know, we're praying for her. We're pulling for her.
That's
her
amazing.
Health is most important. And so
we scheduled
again for September 22nd. Okay. I can tell you about that.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so we were able to reschedule the audition after the second kidney stone on the other side, and I recently just had that, and it went really well.
That's awesome. Where are we at now? Is it kind of a wait and see?
Going to Hollywood? What's happening?
Yeah, we're just waiting now.
Got it. Okay. I mean, still the roller coaster of emotions that you must have felt is incredible, and thankfully it turned out the way that it has. And we certainly here, and I think everyone listening here, you know, again, you're from Spencerport, local girl. Everyone here is pulling for you.
We're so touched, and like the fact that you're only 15, and you
thank
it
you.
Sounds like you have you know, just this world of experience and these stories. It's so crazy.
Truly.
And we're all in your corner. We're all on your team.
If you could put your mom back on for once, I want to ask her one question.
Yes. Hi.
I don't want to make you cry, but can you put into words how proud you are of your daughter?
Oh, this whole, you know, experience has been so surreal. And I really, when she was born, I just, it's going to make me cry.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you cry.
No, I just asked God to turn this mess into a message. Mm-hmm. And he did. And it was my prayer. He's the only one that I know that can take a mess and turn it into a message. And, you know, that was just my prayer. It's been very hard. You know, people think, oh, she's got it going on. And that's not the way it is at all. And we're just more than prideful. I think we're very humbled.
That's amazing.
By what has happened. And, I'm very proud of her. And, you know, when we stepped out to the Jets, you know, on the field, I was shaking. I've never been to a football game, and I stepped out onto this enormous MetLife Stadium field, and I couldn't believe. And she's like, she comes out with her little attitude. She's like, Mom, I want to sing for more people. Where are all the people? Because it's actually they actually had her sing for a preseason game when she was 10 years old.
Okay. Wow.
And how it started was she went down and sang for Boomer Esiason, and she received a very big award from him for courage when she was 9. And someone that was there from the Jets that coordinates the anthem singers came up to me and said, can she sing for the Jets? And I said, the Jets?
What Jets are we talking about?
Yeah.
Little tiny 8-year-old kid being invited down to sing for the NFL. And I was blown away. And they followed through, and she went down. And the next day I got an email saying that they had a meeting and they've never heard the roar of the crowd that loud. And inviting her right back that season to do an actual season game. So here she is, 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
In December, we went right back down and we were treated so well. And then again, she went back down when she was 11 again.
Well,
very exciting.
She's a part of. She's basically a part of the team.
Well, I think for you that it was good to start that young for her as well, so you can get used to just seeing her on these massive stages. Because I think this is going to.
She was never nervous. I'm the one shaking on the sidelines.
Yeah, right. You're in the fetal position.
From the excitement and just watching her, and you know, she's just up there like nothing.
It's a natural.
This is what she was born to do. This is your purpose in this world. And your message and your story is so important. And this community, including us here on Team PXY, we're rallying behind you.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah. Please keep us up to date with how things are going with Idol. We'll share.
We will.
We'll share your website as well up on our socials.
Oh, thank you.
At 98PXY Rochester.
Just so you guys know that, you know, reality TV show does not allow you to share.
Sure.
You can't say anything
we know.
About anything. So.
Wink, wink.
Right.
Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink. Got it. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for taking the time. I got to play again here.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay in touch. All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I have chills, Corey.
I literally
have chills.
I do, too. Absolutely incredible story. Again, from Spencer Port. I'm going to let us play her out. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
The face is made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to change a thing, the world can change a tug. No scars, you're beautiful with stars, we're beautiful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.